Hey guys, we'll get into the podcast in just a second. However, I'm looking for more great guests for the Blue Collar Voices show, and I've updated this older podcast with this announcement from November 2019. I am planning a road trip across America and including parts of Canada. I'll tell you more about both of these at the end of this podcast. I have six upcoming podcast episodes, one for each of the guests I will share with you here today. I've also got a number of possible guests that are in various stages of decision. I'll let you know more as things get finalized. If you'd like to get notified by email, subscribe over on bluecollarvoices.com. The upcoming guests are, in no specific order, Mark LeConte, Chris Crawford, Trent Hedricks, Jake Galloway, Ryan Roeder, and Jason A. Maldonado. All of these guys are connected to me on LinkedIn. First up is Mark LeConte. Mark is the owner and general manager at High Quality Home Maintenance in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He has 21 years of experience and does general home repairs, including finding and correcting roof leaks, gutter cleaning, gutter screens, siding, roofing, carpentry, and drywall. He is not just a handyman, he is a home repair professional. Mark fits the blue collar ethos of this show. And when I asked him to be a guest on the Blue Collar Voices podcast, he was on board. I'm looking forward to talking to him about his business, his approach to both life and his business, and struggles he has overcome. Second is Trent Hedricks. Trent is a rancher, and he runs a ranch called Cabrillo Ranch. His ranch produces lamb and beef, grass-fed, from holistically managed pastures. He seems to be innovative in his management of his ranch, while also truly appreciating the earth. I personally think we need to take care of our soil, eat healthy grass-fed meat, so talking to Trent will be a definite treat. He also frequently shows off his solar array, so I'll be following up on that aspect as well. Next, I have Jake Galloway that will be on the show. Jake is the owner of Wyoming Custom Cabinets. We all love finely crafted woodworking, and when it is expressed in cabinetry, it can be a work of art. Not only does Jake build cabinets, he does facilities management at three LCSD2 buildings where he is responsible for maintaining and repair of all electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and he's also an artisan cheesemaker. The cheese is wholesome, made with farm fresh, raw whole milk. This guy has a lot of irons in the fire for sure, and absolutely blue collar. There will be a lot of interesting topics to uncover when I get him behind the microphone. From Houston, Texas, we have Chris Crawford. Chris is the owner of Spring Branch AC in Houston, Texas. Chris started out in the construction industry at a very young age, 10 years old, working during the summers with his family construction business. He went on to have a career in the military where he learned a lot of essential leadership skills. After building up a very successful HVAC branch with an existing company, he took all of his combined skills and started his own company. His company is thriving, growing, and he cares deeply about his employees. Learning about leadership, challenges, and success from those that have done it is always interesting to me. I think you will find it so as well. Reclaimed lumber, fine woodworking craftsmanship are both a large part of what Ryan Roeder does up in Illinois. He salvages old wood to build new creations, sometimes replicating something built back in the day. I'm definitely curious about how the wood is acquired, cleaned up, etc. Even how is the wood discovered? Well, we will talk to Ryan and find out. Last, but certainly not least, is Jason A. Maldonado. Jason has been working in safety for a long time and has quite a few interesting stories to tell, which he did in his book. He sent me a copy, and I read it cover to cover, and it was fantastic. I've read thousands of books in my life, from fiction to dry, boring crap, and this book is well written. It also has an excellent bite of frequent sarcasm, which I especially appreciate. Notwithstanding that, though, the content is good. It is important and relevant to the safety of all working out in the field. Blue collar is full of hazards, and sometimes something simple can kill you, maybe just leave you paralyzed for life. Even if you only lose a foot, or an eye, or walk funny for the rest of your days, you will regret the bad decisions that led to your injury. Jason has probably 1,000 stories, and hopefully I'll wheedle a few that aren't in the book. Jason is also an amateur bodybuilder, and also a wordsmith as well. These are six great guests coming up, and I'm looking for thousands more in the years to come. In this great country, we have so many innovative, hardworking people that have excelled. I should never run out of great guests to entertain you, motivate you, and maybe even sometimes educate both you and I. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Hey, guys, before you go, two things. The first is, I'm looking for more great guests for the Blue Collar Voices show. Basically, I'm looking for those that excel in the blue collar arena and have actually got their hands dirty, truly understanding what it is like to do the work. I realize this is an older podcast, but I'm updating this podcast in November 2019 for the announcement of an upcoming road trip. Phase one is building a list of locations to visit. Some locations will be just a meet and greet. Others will be on-site audio and or video. Please check out the website for more information. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at johnc@bluecollarvoices.com. You can also hit me up on LinkedIn. Thanks all. Looking forward to hearing from you. Blue Collar Voices is produced by John Chapman, and all audio, video, graphics are created and edited by John Chapman. Blue Collar Voices is a DR7 Media production.
I'll be back.